Good afternoon, Peter. Welcome back to the show.
G'day, Damon. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well. I hope you are. And I really didn't want to be speaking to you like this. I was hoping to be speaking to you on the eve of a finals campaign.
Yeah, that would have been nice, mate. But obviously, yeah, trying times. And yeah, it's really hard to forecast what's coming and plan ahead. But that is what it is.
Yeah, it all looks positive as we speak. Because of the case numbers and all the rest of it, Peter. But my question to you in the Football League is, have you got much room to move?
Well, not really. Obviously, the dialogue is about the lifting of a lockdown on this coming Tuesday. But at this point, I guess that's a forecast only. So we're basically in the hands of the professionals as to when we can lockdown eases. And following that, what sort of restrictions are going to be in place going forward. You know, obviously, we've had lockdowns before, and as we've eased back into training and playing, we've had to sort of follow certain protocols in regards to, you know, facility use and the other restrictions that come about returning to train, that type of stuff. So, to be honest, it's an unknown at this point.
Well, you're exactly right, Peter. It's a complete unknown, and you're probably a few weeks away from getting back on the ground with crowds allowed to attend and all the rest of it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the way we've always crawled out slowly out of these lockdowns. But is there room to move in St. Regis to extend the season? It's just too hard to tell, isn't it? You've lost, what, four rounds already, haven't you?
We have. And I guess if things fall the right way and the lockdown is lifted on Tuesday, realistically, to allow clubs to get back into a training regime, we probably wouldn't look at returning to play to potentially August 7th.
Yep.
And from there, I guess, you know, we need to consider the cricket season basically starts the first Saturday in October, so we really are restricted as to, you know, what sort of timeframes and dates will be available to actually get back into potential home and away games and then some sort of final series. But it's all guesswork at this point in time because we really don't have anything rigid in front of us as to when we're back into it.
Yeah, and you know, the community's used to the way things, you know, things can change an hour after you and I speak. The league's had to think on its feet a few times this year, you know, i.e. moving games over the river, and that would have been a bit of a logistical challenge in itself to get it together so quick.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was trying times, just trying to fit it all in, but in the end, the good thing was that, you know, clubs were really prepared to get outside their comfort zone and potentially host games away from their home clubs and that type of stuff. So that was very supportive in that regard. But, we just need to do all we can do to try and get it across the line. But, you know, as we know, it's not just a sporting environment. It's a community issue, and, we just need to work through it.
It had been an interesting football season, Peter. The Omer being only lost one game in a draw. It's always good to have the Magpies up and about in an SFL season. You know, Imperials and Orimple had showed signs. Mildura was starting to come good. It had been a very, very interesting season up to when this has happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the season looks pretty open at this point in time. And, you know, hopefully we can get back sooner rather than later to try and
get
more underway games into prior to any final series. But it's very open and even, so hopefully we can get back soon.
Oh, I think you'll see some more football locally. I think we'd be pretty safe in saying that, wouldn't we?
Oh, fingers crossed, mate. You don't know.
True.
In these trying times, you don't know what's around the bend, but we'll continue to plan to get back into playing, and fingers crossed that happens.
But the league would be pretty excited about the Mildura Sporting Precinct.
Yeah, absolutely. I went out and had a look a month or so ago.
I was about to ask you that.
Facility. Yeah, yeah. So, the league executive was given the opportunity to go out and have a look around, and it's very impressive. Obviously, there's been a couple of issues that have been well-publicised.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the council and those stakeholders are working together to get those rectified, but no, it's going to be a great facility for all of St. Regis.
What's the football ground like up close? It doesn't look that big when you drive down Deakin Avenue, but must be a fair size paddock when you get up pretty close.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously AFL standard, so AFL would have had some input into the sizes and that type of stuff. But I guess once you get up close, you can see that it's a very good facility.
Yeah, no, it'd be good to see, you know, some Asia Football League matches there. I think you'd be right to go probably by, what, mid-next year?
Yeah, well, that's the information we're receiving, potentially the start of the 2022 season.
Yeah.
That we've been able to utilise the facility, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, absolutely, Peter. It opens up all sorts of questions about final series and grand final, you know, venues and all the rest of it, really, doesn't it?
It does. So, as I say, we're pretty excited about it. So once they open up the gates, we can get amongst it. But, it's something to look forward to.
Peter, we're in the age of uncertainty. It's been good to catch up with you again and put half a light on where the St Rosa Football Netball League's at. Like you said, the community's used to this happening now. We'll just swing with the punches and see where we come out about mid-next week, I reckon.
Yeah, that's about all we can do, Damon. So fingers crossed things start to look up and we can get back amongst it.
No, Peter, you take care, and I'm determined to speak to you on the eve of a final series.
Yeah, look forward to it, Damon. Thanks for your time.
See you, Peter.
Cheers, bye.